And joining us from Lake Superior State University over in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, is Tom Pink. Tom is with the PR department, public relations department, I should say, with Lake Superior State University. Tom, welcome back to the Roadhouse. I think you and I visited last year.
Whoops. We were on, I think it was with John Shibley, my colleague.
That's it. That was with John. I know we've done an interview with somebody over there for the last 4 or 5 years. Always enjoy it very much when the new list comes out. Before we go on, though, give us a little background on Lake Superior State University. How large and so forth?
We're not large. We are the smallest public university in Michigan at about 3,000 students. That's about double of what we were when Bill Raby started this list in 1975. We offer a variety of majors and have students from throughout Michigan, but also a few from Minnesota and around the Midwest and here and there across North America.
It's a pretty good hockey school, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, we interviewed a candidate for president here about 15 years ago. And he said the only two things he'd heard about Lake State, and he was coming from Pennsylvania, were the hockey team and the list of banished words.
Well, two things to be that's worthwhile to be noted for, I think. Now, you mentioned 35 years ago when public relations director Bill Raby and some friends created the list. Give us a little background on how the list first came about.
Well, Bill and some friends were at a New Year's Eve party and talking about the language and words and phrases that they hate and are hated. And it seems that strikes a nerve with people, because here we are 35 years later. They created that first list, and Bill knew. He released it on January 1 because he was a news person and knew that that's a slow news day, and he was looking for something that wouldn't cost a lot, that could bring some notoriety to Lake State. And he knew after that first list that he would never have to create another one, because the nominations came pouring in, and they still do.
And even after the first time, the nominations just came in really quickly.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I worked as a student in Bill's office back in the early 80s, and I was amazed at the piles of mail.
Now, of course, I'm sure you're not getting mail anymore. I'm sure almost all of it must come via the Internet.
Yes. Rarely do we get mail. Most of it's through the website, lssu.edu, and there's history of the list on there. There is an alphabetized list with all the words and phrases banished since 1976, so people can look that over before they fill out the form to tell us why they want a word or phrase banished.
And when you say words banished, why do you want them banished? What's the background of why these words are being banned?
Most of the people who write to us say that they're just sick of hearing a particular word or phrase.
Overused.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, quite often, is there may be something more behind it. It may be politicians that they're hearing it from. It may be television commercials that they're sick of hearing. It might be their teenagers coming home from school and saying something over and over. There's usually something behind it.
And what strikes me, and of course I'm sure this is no surprise to anybody, but how much we mentioned now all the nominations come from over the Internet, how much the Internet and computers have contributed to a lot of the words that people want to see banished.
Yes. Both in spreading news so quickly anymore, and the words and phrases associated with technology and with the
mm-hmm.
computer. This
mm-hmm.
year we had tweet and app and friend as a verb, or unfriend.
Unfriend, yes. And in fact, and I'm sure you know this, we happened to do an interview here, our producer did, with somebody from the Oxford University Press who does a word of the year that I don't know if it's a banished not, or anyway, but unfriend was their word of the year, too. So, and I see it shows up on your list, friend as a verb, which is, I think, the Facebook, result
yes.
of Facebook.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of these words, and there's 15 total. A couple of the words I want to talk about, because my co-host Buck and I had never heard of these two. Before we get to the to the number one word. Bromance. Neither Buck nor I had ever heard of bromance. Now, we live in a very small community. We're a little sheltered, I know, but what's bromance?
That is two friends who are male. You may have a bromance going there.
Okay.
it's right out of the...
Buck grabbed his mic pretty quickly there, I think.
It's right out of the tabloids.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's a couple of gay men.
Not necessarily.
Oh.
They may be just friends.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, they may be celebrities that are spotted often, you know, out on the town, whatever. They take a couple photos of them, and there's a bromance.
Ah, well, that's not Buck and myself. Nobody's taking photos of us. But, Buck, you were a little quick to grab them up there and disclaim
that. I wasn't sure where that was going, Bob, and I thought we'd better stop it in its tracks.
Halt that, baby. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Now, the next word I want to ask about, and I want to remind our listeners that we're visiting with Tom Pink, who is with the Public Relations Department at Lake Superior State University, visiting about the list of banished words. Chillaxin.
Yeah.
Never heard of that one.
Again, do you have any teenagers in your house?
Not anymore, thankfully.
Okay. Well, if they were still around, you might hear it. It's a combination between chill, which means to relax or to calm yourself, and relaxing. Chillaxin.
Got it. Now, there's still some words that are left over, kind of, from the severe economic downturn that we had and the bailouts and so forth. Stimulus and toxic assets are still on there, and I guess they're still used a lot, but I thought probably a year, maybe 2 years ago, they were probably being used more, but maybe the fact that they still are is the reason they showed up on the list.
Well, a lot of the nominations for those did come to us at the beginning of 2009, but stimulus, particularly, you see it in advertising now. I know a local movie theater here has a Stimulus Tuesday where they offer a reduced rate on popcorn and pop.
Right, right. Now, this one, I was very, well, let's talk about the number, I'm assuming it's the number one word, the Ann has it first, and that is shovel ready.
Yes.
I love it.
That phrase received the most nominations this year, and as you know, we did have several words and phrases related to the economy, and that's a trend every year. This year it was the economy, the year before that, it was an election year,
right.
So you see words and phrases associated with the election. The shovel ready was the top vote getter this year.
And for those folks who don't know, shovel ready pertains to a project, if I'm not mistaken, that's ready to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
And apparently it's been used a lot for years with people who work in economic development.
Oh, okay.
Then the politicians grabbed it.
Got a hold of it. I will say, though, that... and I've even heard it here locally, which it's just kind of interesting because we don't have much to shovel ready at all. But
no.
But it's no, that's right.
Yeah.
But I did see an ad, and I thought this was great, an ad for Red Wing boots, which are boots that, you know, for work people, and it referred to them as shovel ready boots.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought that was pretty good.
It probably offered a stimulus package
to buy them. That's right. That's right. And I'm sure there's an app for that. But that was another word, of course, app. And tweet, which refers to the Twitter, which I still don't know anything about and don't get, but that's neither here nor there. But the another word that was on that I really would like to see banished, particularly, as you said, Tom, with the politicians, primarily because it really smacks of hypocrisy, even though it's hard to use, you know. Interesting I'd use that word in the same sentence, but transparency.
Oh, yeah.
Being transparent or transparency. Geez, that's overused, and everybody does it.
Yes, especially in government, but you see it in any organization.
Yeah, yeah. It's just very important to be transparent, and I can't think of a place probably where things are less transparent than in government.
Exactly. Yeah. Just saying it doesn't make it so.
So how many entries did you get this year?
Several hundred. We've sort of topped out, it seems. I mean, maybe I'll be proven wrong here next year, but around 700, 800 nominations we're looking at. And you weed through those, of course, and find the words and phrases that have been on the list in the past.
Yep.
And pare it down, and then you start looking at those.
And do you, obviously, I'm sure, as you said, there's a lot of repetition, but is when you decide, and it's people from the public relations department that decide on the list, is that correct?
Primarily. Uh-huh. We drag anybody we can in here. We're usually doing it during Christmas break. And the English department helps us out from time to time. It just depends. We actually had a student from another college who lived in the Sioux get some academic credit for helping us work on the list one year.
Oh, for crying out loud. So you don't do it the way Bill and his cohorts did it, and that's over martinis on New Year's Eve.
No. It depends on how long the process gets. But
I see.
These days, there's so many people not publishing around that time, and the calls seem to come earlier and earlier with people who want the list so that they can, I mean, they hold on to it. They don't release it to New Year's Eve. But this year was the earliest we've had it out in a while. We had it, I think, done by the 20th of December.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't release it that early.
We sent it to people who requested it.
Oh, I see.
And asked them to hold it. And usually everybody's very good with that.
Sure, sure. Now, do you, as far as deciding as to the winners or losers, as the case may be, the banished words, does it have to do with how many nominations there were for any one word, or just kind of the feeling of the group of people that's working on it that, yeah, that's one that ought to be there? How does that happen?
Both of those figure in. Uh-huh. When you have something like Shovel Ready, you can't ignore it because that received the most nominations.
Sure.
But Bill was very witty, and he liked to keep this lighthearted, and he looked for humorous nominations and people who would give good examples, and that's what we try to do, too. So if somebody writes a good nomination for one word, and you read it, and everybody on the committee that's looking at it laughs, that's a good indication that it's going to make the list.
Sure, sure. Now, how does this, and I don't know to call it a contest or a effort or what, how does that fit in with the more traditional duties of the public relations department at a university like Lake State?
Well, it's something I've been struggling with for 20 years, and John Shibley for 12, because it is sort of a silly endeavor, yet you can't argue with something that gets you on Yahoo's homepage for 3 days, and then I noticed we were there again today because they were talking about political words and phrases.
Wow.
And but it's, you know, we're a two-person staff, and how do you decide how much time you want to devote to this? And meanwhile, you've got press releases you've got to write about academic programs. But so it's a balancing act. We really appreciate the attention that the list gets, and we think that it helps our students. You know, if they're applying for a job in California, and someone like our presidential candidate here who interviewed hasn't heard about Lake State except for hockey and the word banishment list, that's a conversation starter.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I think it's a real positive. I mean, you're right. Okay, so the list is a little frivolous. I don't even know if I'd use that word. Maybe that's a word that ought to be banned. but it really does. I mean, as you say, the kind of publicity that it gets you, and in the various sources, I mean, it's pretty hard to argue with that.
It is. It's you know, people refer to us as word experts, and that's a hard one, too, because I still think of myself as Bill Raby's student in his classroom 30 years ago, and I tell people we make just as many mistakes as everyone else. But
sure.
As long as the nominations keep coming in, we'll keep putting the list out.
Great.
I wonder if the word eclectic has ever been on that list.
Let me take a look.
Every restaurant in the world now is eclectic, except Mac and Don's, maybe.
They have an eclectic menu.
Yeah.
I think it's been nominated, but it is not on the list.
Never made it.
Well, not yet.
Well, now, that brings me to a good question, and that is if somebody like Buck here, or my co-host, wanted to nominate Eclectic or Eclectic Menu, how would he go about doing it?
The best way is to go to the website, lssu.edu. Right now we have a button on our homepage, so you could go to that page and you'll get there. But if you want to go right to it, you can type in lssu.edu/banished, and there's history there. There's an alphabetized list, and next to the word, there's the year that it was banished, and when you click on the year, it'll give you the nominations that came in for that and the reasons for banishment.
Oh.
So you can look at those and say, okay, that's already been on there. Eclectic mm-hmm. has not, but you can get a good idea for how a good nomination is written.
We've been visiting with Tom Pink. Tom is the public relations director for Lake Superior State University in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. And we've been talking about the banished 2010 list of banished words. And before I let you go, Tom, tell me, is there a word in your history with this thing, which goes back 20 years or better, has there ever been a word where as soon as you saw it, I mean, regardless of how many nominations came in for it, as soon as you saw it, said, yep, that's going on the list?
I usually hear one every year, but I'll be darned if I could tell you exactly what they are. I know my favorite this year on the list is teachable moment.
Teachable moment,
there's
yes.
some words that you just hear that kind of grind. Safe haven is one that's talked about in the military that I knew when I heard that and saw the mm-hmm. nominations that it'd be on. Can you imagine your father telling you, when there's a lesson to be learned here, son, instead of saying, there's a teachable moment.
It's a teachable moment for you. Yeah, it was usually, you better pay attention to this. You're going to need to know this.
Yeah, that's right.
I just thought of one that, you know, kind of was, I know it was on your list a couple of years ago during the Iraq War. Surge.
Yes.
I believe Surge was on there. That could come back for a second, even though it's been on. That could come back now for a second one.
It sure could.
Yeah.
And sometimes words and phrases do. Basically was on the list. More than once. Part of that, I think, is because Bill Raby didn't have the computer. He had all these handwritten and typewritten records, and we weren't always good about keeping track of what words and phrases had made the list. It's a lot easier now. There was another one, I think it was Awesome.
Oh. yes.
Yeah, Bill banished that in 1984, but he gave it a one-year moratorium. He liked to mess around like that. And people who looked at the alphabetized list said, hey, the one-year moratorium didn't work. You need to banish it. So banish we did it in 2007.
Now, what you said reminded me, I think it was the first interview I ever did with your partner. I'm sorry, I forgot.
John Shibley.
This goes back, and so I was asking about words, and I said, so basically, how does this work, and what are the words? And he said, well, one of them's basically.
When we do call-in radio shows, especially with the CBC in Canada, their listeners are relentless. They call in continually. You just said blah, blah, blah. That was banished in 1996.
They're not going to let you out.
No.
Tom, I want to thank you very much for giving us your time on a Friday evening. As always, we thoroughly enjoy it when the list comes out, and we'll be calling again next year.
That'll be great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye-bye.